Hi, it's Larry here of Xbox Live's Major Nelson, and this is show number 290 for August 24th, 2008. As I said, I'm Larry Herb, Xbox Live's Major Nelson, and with me is Xbox Live's E.
That would be me.
That would be you, E. We're here recording the show this week. For those of you that only know this show from iTunes, I have a blog at majornelson.com. I urge you to check that out. It's, as of late, it's become the marketplace blog, and I can't wait until I don't have to blog about that anymore, because it's all going to be automated on xbox.com.
That's going to be very handy.
So I can get back to blogging like I like to do. Hello, E. How are you doing? I haven't seen you in a few days.
It's been a busy
even though week. You and I work basically on the same team, you know, you've been busy, I've been busy, we're getting ready for the new Xbox experience.
Yep.
In fact, I've got it up right here.
You do?
I've got it up right here. We were playing with it right before we started to record the show.
And that is not the only thing we're getting ready for?
That's right. What else are we getting ready for?
PAX is coming.
So do you want to talk about that now, or you want to talk about that after we get some of this other stuff out of the way?
I don't care.
All right, let's get some of the other stuff out of the way, because PAX is fun, and we want to talk about that. I mean, all this stuff's fun. One of the things I want to start right off the bat with is talk about the Fable 2 pub games, because last week on the show, and I made a post about this last week on the blog and on the show, we were talking about how my wife was playing Fable 2 pub games.
By the way, anyone who hasn't read this blog post, go read it. Very funny.
Thank you. So and by the way, that's indicative of the conversations I tend to have with my wife. They tend to be very comical like that.
Oh, I totally believe that.
Yeah, because you've met her. So the long story short is, if you'd missed the blog post, you missed last week's show, I was talking about how I came home and my wife was playing Fable Pub Games, logged in with Major Nelson, my gamer tag, and I was worried because she was in debt. And I was like panicked because in the part of the game is that any money you win or any debt you assume in the pub games, you can take them into Fable 2. Keyword being can.
Oh, okay. So if you're in debt, you don't have to.
Here's the deal.
Okay.
The merging, well, they're calling it merging. It's 100% optional, and you don't have to do it. So technically, you could have two characters going, one on the Fable Pub games, and then your regular Fable 2 character.
Okay.
So that's number one. It combines your gold, your debt, your points, and your star rating. And in the Xbox Live Arcade title, in the pub games, you have like multiple patrons. You can merge them all into one and then move them over to your Fable 2 hero character.
Okay.
And that's pretty much the most important thing. There's some other stuff in here as well. Basically, the arcade title is great if you want to make some cash quick. You can just jump in. What else can I tell you? There's some other stuff that happens, but the most important thing is that the merging is completely optional.
Okay, so for anyone who's like Major,
right,
you're okay.
Right, so I'm my wife can now go. She can play her Fable Pub games, and I can be fine that she's okay if she loses thousands and thousands of gold.
We really need to get her own gamer tag.
Oh, she has her own gamer tag. I'm not going to give it out. So just stop right there.
I don't even know it.
Yeah.
I didn't know she had one.
Yeah, she has her own. Whether she plays games or not, I created one for her. But,
right,
but yeah.
Okay, you're going to have to tell me what the tag is like.
I will. So let's see what else. So that was Fable 2 Pub Games. What else do we have here? Let's go up to the whiteboard and see what else we got up here. Did you play this week's arcade title, Galaga?
I have not played Galaga Legions yet. I want to. I have been a little obsessed lately, mm-hmm. like we talked about last week. Mm-hmm. I would like to announce that, yes, I did finally get the treaty achievement in Geometry Wars 2.
Well, you got it like a week after I did.
No, let's be clear. I got the treaty achievement earlier this week. Mm-hmm. You had someone get the achievement for you.
No, I did not. I couldn't do it.
For anyone, well, number one, you couldn't.
Correct.
Number two, for anyone who has looked at Major scores on any of the Geometry Wars 2 leaderboards, mm-hmm. those were not achieved by him. Not when... who is a very good Geometry Wars 2 player.
He also happens to be the head of all of Xbox Live.
Right. Those are him achieving those scores.
And I told the story. Did I tell the story last week about how my office is basically down the hall from his, and he's got a console in his office, but on the way to or from meetings, sometimes he'll get the itch, and he'll it's easier for him to run into my office, and nobody can find him because he's in here playing.
Right, and it gives you a chance to actually, accomplish some things you can't pull off.
So next time you see Major Nelson playing Geometry Wars and it's during the day here on the West Coast, send a message to not win, because it's probably him.
Yeah, and so finally got Treaty. It took two things. Number one, I realized the trick to Treaty,
yes,
at least for me, is you almost have to be in a Zen-like state. You can't be counting how many zones you fired off. You can't be too amped up. You have to be very relaxed and just kind of just playing.
So you have to play the game, but you don't have to play the game.
Right. So what I started doing was I'd come to work, I'd turn my console on. While my laptop was firing up, I'd play a couple of games. If I got a chance during the day, I'd play a couple of games in between meetings. And earlier this week, like, I fired up my console, I played three games, on the third one I hit it, boom, done. Mm-hmm. So now I can finally go back and try and work on my scores in the other modes. The only problem I'm having is I'm addicted to pacifism. I don't really want to play the other modes as much. I got 120 million in pacifism, which Notwin has not been able to catch. He's stuck at 96 million, I think. Right. I can't do it again. I hit 54 million the other day. I cannot get back to the 100 plus million range. That's hard.
You'll get there.
Ugh. So, no, to answer your question, I haven't played Galaga Legions yet, but I want to.
I finished, you know what I did since last show is I finished Braid.
Congratulations.
So when I say finished Braid, there's one of the achievements is doing the speed run. I didn't do that. But I finished the campaign, the story, whatever you want to call it.
From what I hear, the speed runs are not easy.
No, they're not easy at all. In fact, I've seen a couple people here on the office try them, and it's just like, it's like you miss, you one miss jump and you got to start over.
Ugh.
Or at least rewind time.
Ike.
Have you finished any of Braid?
I have not finished. I haven't even gone back to it in about a week. I need to. I would like to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, there was a period there of a couple of days where I did nothing but try for Treaty over and over and over again.
Out this week was Two Human.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you got your Two Human. Did you get your Two Human on?
I got my Two Human on. I got through. I beat the first boss, I guess it is.
Right.
So I got like, I don't know, 115 gamer score, something
cool.
like that.
Cool.
I love the fact that it's set in Norse mythology. That was something that I always loved as a kid. And it's kind of a neat setting. I need to play more of it. I played, I don't know, maybe an hour and a half.
Right.
Not really enough to really kind of immerse myself into the game and get a good feel for it.
Okay. That's a fair point. I was playing Bionic Commandos, which, you know, I was showing you the Major Nelson secret level.
The Major
which
Nelson
I need
level.
To tell people how to do, and I probably just leave that for a blog post. I don't think I'm going to... I haven't decided yet. I don't know if... No one has emailed if they've figured it out yet.
I want to play BCR. It's another one I haven't gotten to. Maybe this weekend, although... Mm. I have so many chores to do this weekend. It's ridiculous.
I have played some Madden last week. I was gunning at Madden last week.
Gunning for me.
Yeah, I was. And then I just gave up. And then I just called off the dogs.
Have you finally? Because if you get ahead of me, I'm right back there. One more game.
I know. It'll burn your toast if I can. You know what I was looking at, though? I got my issue of Wired Magazine.
Okay.
Related, yet not.
Sure.
I was looking at, they had a cross section of the new design of the Dallas Stadium. Oh my God.
Yeah.
People in Dallas, what an amazing place that is.
Jerry Jones is building a nice football palace.
I mean, they're putting luxury suites on the field at the field level. I mean, it's crazy stuff that they're doing.
Yeah. And the personal seat licenses, not inexpensive.
So hopefully, maybe, is the Super Bowl going to be there anytime soon? I can maybe get in with Peter Moore?
I don't know if they've scheduled one there, but kind of NFL tradition right. is if you build a new stadium, you'll get at least one Super Bowl as a thank you.
Right, soon.
Yeah.
I mean, because I know it rotates.
Usually around. Within, you know, five, right. 6 years, something like that.
So, yeah, because I got to shake the bugs out and get everything working right. But, yeah, so Madden, I'm not done. I'm pretty much over that, and I checked
out. Still waiting for my tickets, Peter.
Yeah, me too. Soul Calibur, I checked that out. Yeah, so it's been a busy week. Hey, check this out. Can you see what this is? People listening, this is, I know it's audio and you can't tell, but I'm clicking. This is the new green controller.
It is. The new limited edition green controller with new D-pad.
That was announced at Leipzig Game Show, which I'm so bummed out I didn't get to go this year. I love that game show. The game convention.
And this is the last year it's in Leipzig, correct?
I believe that's what my good friend Boris was telling me, who I've had on the show in the past. I just that show was so much fun because they've got the couple press days and then they open it up, and I love that facility. The Germans know how to build efficient convention places. It's unbelievable.
It's not quite E3. I mean, for our North American listeners, it's almost like a European PAX, except it's industry put on and not done by a couple of guys like Gabe and Tycho.
And it's huge.
Yes.
I mean, PAX is a great event, but this particular event is, I mean, people from all over Europe take the trains in, so I'm really, really bummed I couldn't go there. The thing I remember most about Leipzig?
It's in Germany.
Besides that, two things. One, first of all, I was looking at the video because we got some video from our European correspondents for Inside Xbox, and I did an Inside Xbox video that's up. And I was looking at the video, and two things I remember about that show. First of all, I love the show because it's so beautiful. It's so big, and you know, it's great when you have the fans there. Number two, Leipzig, I've never had better tomato soup than I've had in Leipzig. Okay. I don't know what it was. I remember at the hotel, I had tomato soup, and it was like, it was unreal. Third, I remember, and I don't know how it's been for the past couple years, but like 3 years ago when I went to Leipzig, the show has since grown, but I remember walking down one of the main aisles at the convention, and probably about 30 or 40 feet away, or 20 meters, we'll say, just to be just to be
that's
metric.
Really a that's, lot more
it's
than
a lot more so
that many feet
10 meters okay. So I'm walking around, and this very very beautiful young woman is working the booth, you know, she's, you know, in front of the booth, and I'm looking at the shirt, I'm going, that's a really interesting shirt she's got on. As I got closer, I realized she didn't have a shirt on, it was painted.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so I miss Germany.
Well, no.
All right, so game convention anyway. Yeah, we announced the that new limited edition controller color, which do you know the color?
It's green.
Do you know, but does, I mean,
what?
I think the unofficial color is, I was asking the hardware team, I believe it's called Revolution Green.
Okay. I mean, there has to be a name to it, just like the Xbox 360 is not white, it's chill.
Right.
So it couldn't just be green. It's certainly not forest green. It's almost, it's not limeish, but no. it's a bright green.
It's Revolution.
It's spinach.
All right. All right. So that's the new controller. You know, maybe I'll see if I can get a couple of those to give away.
I'll take one.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's continue on here. We've got we talked about the Summer of Arcade Castle Crashers is coming out this week.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Why are you
about
so excited
that?
About it?
The characters are so freaking cool.
Like that right there. See, yes. I've got a little one right here.
I bought the full freaking set.
I only have
so
the one.
I bought they were running on their website, which is off the top of my head, I think it's thebehemoth.com.
Correct, the Behemoth.
Okay. But they were running a deal, buy three, get the fourth free. So I bought the set. So I've got them scattered around.
Yeah,
my
they
house.
Were at, I wonder if, I think they're going to be at PAX.
I would assume so.
I believe they're going to be at PAX. So they, yeah, because they were playing it at the Comic Con and so forth. So
yeah, so number one, just cool design. Number two, I love Alien Hominid.
Right.
Boy, it's hard. Brutally hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get nearly. I didn't get far at all,
right.
But I love the look and feel of their stuff.
So that'll be out this week. That's the last arcade title for August in the Summer of Arcade. Of course, arcade titles will continue to come, but yes. That's the last one for this.
The Summer of Arcade has put out some great stuff.
Yes, it has. And then moving right in, before you know, I didn't even talk about the interview I have this time. I have the executive producer for Tiger Woods 09. He's going to stop by, or I got him on the phone, and there's a demo available on live.
Cool.
But before we get to that, let's stop and let's talk about PAX. Penny Arcade Expo.
Yep. PennyArcadeExpo.com.
PennyArcadeExpo.com, taking place in Seattle. It's basically, depending upon when you're listening to the show, it's going to be, well, doesn't really matter when you listen to the show, because the event is Friday the 29th through Sunday the 31st of August up here in Seattle at the Washington State Convention Center, which is in downtown Seattle.
Yep.
We'll be there.
Yes.
You'll be there.
We, as in Microsoft, will have a booth.
Correct.
You're working the booth.
I'll talk about that in a minute.
I'll be wandering around aimlessly hanging out.
Right. So if you are going to PAX, or if you're not going to PAX, you may want to. Here's why. I am doing the first ever public demonstration of the new Xbox experience.
Da, da.
So this is, we showed some stuff at E3. This is going to be the very first time that we're showing it since E3.
Yep.
Not only that, but I'm going to be right there. It's not going to be a big stage. It's going to be very, I believe what they call an intimate theater environment.
With people probably jammed quite a few rows deep.
Right.
Going, I want to see.
So I will be doing that. No, you can't come and play with it yourself. Not yes, going to be
this
doing,
is major
this
demo.
Is, I'm going to be doing the demo. We're going to show you some cool stuff. I can't tell you everything we're going to show you. We're going to show you some more. Go a little bit deeper on some of the things we talked about at E3.
Yep.
So I'm really excited about that. I'll be doing two demos on Saturday and two on Sunday. Saturday is 11 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then Sunday, 11 a.m., 3 p.m.
Cool. Easy to remember. And something... So if you're going to PAX, you're already making a schedule. You go to PennyArcadeExpo.com, you look at what's when,
right,
and you start trying to figure out what can I get to, what can't I get to, right, where do I have to stand in line. You should schedule around these two.
Yeah, so 11 o'clock and 3 o'clock Saturday, 11 o'clock, 3 o'clock on Sunday. You should stop by the Microsoft booth. You can't miss it when you walk in the where all the booths are. We're like right over there on the left.
Same place as last time?
Roughly.
Okay.
So that's I'm really excited about that. I'll put a posting up on the blog this week with the entire schedule, because there's a lot of other stuff. There's Gears of War stuff going on. But I'll put the whole schedule up on the blog, hopefully Monday or Tuesday. But for those special podcast listeners, I wanted to give you guys a heads up, and girls a heads up, that that you'll be able to see the new Xbox experience with your own eyes, and it's looking pretty damn good.
Yes, it is.
So the other thing we got to talk about, and E and I have danced around this for, a year.
We have to do a meet and eat.
We have to do a meet and eat. You know, we've talked about Red Mill. I think we should just do it at Red Mill.
And just... screw the standing in line. Screw the not enough
there's
space
gonna be a
for
line.
People to eat.
There's going to be a line.
The biggest problem for people who haven't been there, there aren't enough tables at Red Mill.
Right.
It is a small, to use your phrase, intimate environment.
Right.
And it's not common to stand in line and then hover over someone's table waiting for them to finish eating so you can sit down before someone else gets it.
But this may be an interesting way for meet and eat for show listeners to kind of meet each other.
That's true. While you're standing in line waiting for a table,
yeah,
you can walk around and go, hi.
Hi. I listen to the show. Do you listen to the show? So E and I promise you this week, Monday, Tuesday, no later than Wednesday, I will make a post where we're going to do the meet and eat and what time we're going to do it. I absolutely promise that.
Okay.
And
keep your eye on MajorNelson.com.
Yes, so keep an eye on that, and we'll promise to do that. All sorts of other cool stuff happening at PAX. Like he said, you know, we've got a booth down there in addition to all the new Xbox Experience stuff I'm going to be doing. There's a whole host of other stuff that the Gamerscore blog guys are going to be doing in the booth. They got a great schedule together.
So hang on. Before we leave the subject of Red Mill and Meat and Eat,
mm-hmm.
I just got to... Okay, people, you want the bacon cheeseburger?
Oh.
Get the onion rings. Do not get the fries. The fries are great. The onion rings are out of this world. And get a shake.
And more importantly, you're not getting anything unless you bring cash.
Yes.
No credit cards, no checks, cash only.
That's right.
So that's the most important thing there. So, all right, we're going to stop right down now. We're going to I'm going to talk to Michael Taramikin, I believe is how I pronounce the last name. He tells me in the interview, is the executive producer for Tiger Woods 09. Have you played the demo yet?
I have not.
Okay, well, maybe you can learn a few things here. Joining me on the line from EA Studios in wet Florida is Michael Taramikin, who's the executive producer for Tiger Woods PGA Tour 09. Michael, thanks for joining me.
Pleasure to be here.
So I'm excited to have you on here. Tiger Woods PGA Tour 09 in stores coming out this week. Of course, the demo's available on Xbox Live. I'm excited to play it. Tell me about some of the innovations that you guys have done this year for this version of Tiger Woods.
Well, we have a couple of things that we have in the game this year that are new, and a lot of them really kind of like in response to what we've been hearing from the community and people in general that have been playing the game for years. One of the features is called the Club Tuner, and really what that lets you do is it lets, you know, every player kind of customize how the game plays and feels for them based mm-hmm. on their kind of skill level and personal preference and stuff like that. One of the things that we've heard kind of over the years is, you know, somewhat of a debate between is Tiger, you know, is the franchise too hard? Is it too easy? And like, which mode do people play on and stuff like that? And so rather than us at EA Sports, sort of, you know, deciding what Tour Pro mode plays like as opposed to, you know, balanced or hard, we decided to let players make that decision. And the way we do that is, you know, very similar to the way a PGA Pro would, and that it really comes down to your skill and your equipment. So for example, if you're a veteran player and, you know, you've played for a number of years and you're looking for an extra challenge, well, you can go ahead and tweak your clubs up so that, you know, they're going to hit a little bit farther. You're going to get more workability. You're going to get a little bit more spin and loft the way you like it. And there's going to be a little bit of trade-off there in the form of sweet spot and ease of use. So if you have played for a while and, you know, you've mastered the controls, well, you can ratchet that difficulty level up to whatever you like, and you'll be rewarded with performance. Likewise, if you're new to the franchise and, you know, this is the first time playing, you could also just sort of go the other way, give yourself a monster sweet spot to where, you know, it's going to be really hard for you to kind of shank the ball or hit it where you don't want. However, you're not going to have the performance. Your drives are going to be considerably shorter and stuff like that. But the cool thing there is that it'll actually still keep you competitive, because one of the things we don't want to do with the controls is we don't want people fighting them. And so rather than us deciding what's good and bad, we just figured, hey, let's let players do that. But rather than having a, you know, like a screen where you just kind of tweak a bunch of numbers, we made it interactive in the form of the Club Tuner feature where it's visual, it's graphic. You stand, you know, out of driving range and just hit a bunch of balls, and then you could tweak some values and keep hitting and really kind of dial in the characteristics of the club, which in effect controls really, you know, the controls of the game.
Right, because at the end of the day, it's all about what clubs you got in the bag there. Well, in addition to what your skills are, tell me about the dynamic skills.
So dynamic skills is another kind of feature that we built with you know, with community in mind, or at least feedback in mind, because what we've been hearing is that every year in Tiger, you start off as a beginner golfer, and you spend, you know, the first couple of days just getting your golfer back, you know, up to, you know, to high skill so you can play online or whatever. And then once you do that, you were kind of done. You know, so once you maxed your guy out, your guy was maxed out, and that was sort of the end of that story. And, you know, we looked at, again, you know, pro golfers, especially Tiger, and we talked to him and said, well, you know, I mean, once you get, you know, once you're at the top of your game, what do you do from there? And his, you know, his feedback was, you know, there's always something to work on. And it's, you know, staying at the top is really the game. It's not getting there. Easy for him to say, I guess. For me, it's still about getting there.
Right.
It's actually getting, I'm trying to get to the bottom. So once I get there, I'll probably be pretty psyched. But the idea with dynamic attributes is that when you start the game, we've got Hank Haney, who's Tiger's actual swing coach, sort of evaluate you how you are. So if you're a veteran player, he'll take you through four, you know, kind of quick tests. You'll hit the ball and he'll evaluate where you're going to start off. So if you've played the game before, you're going to start off somewhere in the middle. And then based on how you play, your attributes will dynamically change. So if you're hitting good drives, if you're making long putts, if, you know, your approach shots are, you know, kind of sticking to green, your attributes will go up to reflect that. So rather than having building up your guy be this kind of static activity that it's been in the past, it's a lot more lifelike and natural where I go in, I get evaluated, and then after a number of rounds, if I play, you know, two or three rounds and I do well, I'm going to be, you know, a pretty good tour golfer now, and I can go right into playing online and playing, you know, tour mode and all that stuff with my attributes built up. However, the caveat is that it watches me all the time. So once I build up my guy, well, then I have to stay there. So right. If I get, for example, my distance up, and now I start getting a little nervy, and, you know, now I'm going to try to drive greens off, you know, off the tee, well, that risk, if I miss, is going to have a consequence, and that very same attribute that allowed me to hit farther is now going to go down because I'm going to miss the fairway, and my FIR percentage is going to go down, and so hence it's going to be harder for me to do that in the future. And everything is really kind of a nice balance, and we've kind of narrowed it to these four key skills, which are distance, accuracy, short game, and putting.
Michael, tell me what it was like working with Tiger. What's his involvement in the game each year?
It is great working with Tiger. I mean, there's really no kind of other way of putting that. Tiger's involvement is, several times throughout the year, we get together, for a number of, you know, for a number of meetings, and we just kind of discuss, what it's like to be Tiger, what it's like to be a, you know, professional golfer. What it's like to, you know, work with various club manufacturers, what it's like to train, things like that, to just really get kind of his input on what it is that he does. And then what we do is we kind of go away and we say, all right, now how do we bring that experience to gamers in a way that's fun? You know, so how do we sort of translate that back into the game? And then we come up with ideas like, you know, like Club Tuner, like dynamic attributes, like the new custom drills feature that we have in the game where the drills that you need to do now to kind of boost your attributes, if you like, are based on shots that you've made. So if you miss a 15-foot putt, the training exercise that you'll have to do to get your putting back up, we'll put you in that exact position again and have you make that shot. So we'll have, you know, a couple of times. And so we'll kind of practice on the things that you maybe did wrong. And that came directly from input that we got from Tiger when he described how him and Hank work. How, you know, he goes out and he plays the game and he tries to win. Hank's job is to kind of watch how he does it. And then, you know, when all is said and done and he's collected his trophy, they get together the next day and then, you know, they kind of go down the list of, well, here's all the places that, you know, we could have done better. And then they work on that. And then what we do is kind of boil all that input from him into a feature in the game. And then we get together again and we kind of show it to him and say, okay, you know, based on what you told us, this is what we came up with. What do you think? And then we get more feedback and stuff like that. And, you know, and it's just huge, hugely valuable to us, because anytime we have an idea and we say, I wonder if this makes sense to a golfer, well, I mean, we're like a phone call away from the number one golfer in the world. And, you know, that's pretty cool to be able to bounce, you know, to be able to bounce your ideas off of someone like that.
Does Tiger, obviously he plays the game, do you know if he plays it at home when he's relaxing? Because I can't imagine that he does, since he's out doing the real thing so much. It's got to be interesting for him.
That's a good question. He says that he does. And when we talk to him about some things, he's oddly familiar with some of the nuances, which, you know, to me implies that he's probably telling the truth.
So what you're saying is, it sounds like from all the conversations you've had with him, he's probably a gamer.
Yeah, I think so.
Is it, you know, you talked about working with Tiger, and I have to ask you this because you are the executive producer of the golf game, Tiger Woods PGA Tour 09. Have you ever gone out on the links with him?
Not yet.
Okay.
Working on it. I've only been the executive producer for 2 years, so, you know.
Sooner or later.
Maybe instead of a gold watch, that's what I'll get one day.
I was just going to say, because that, you know, if that ever comes to pass, I don't know if I could handle that, because I would just be a nervous wreck. I wouldn't be able to sleep the night before. You know, going out onto the course with Tiger would be a little much for me. I mean, I think probably doing it on the Xbox 360 is pretty much all I could handle.
Yeah, there it's I'm a lot more confident.
Tell me, let's talk about one of the cool features is the fact that now four players are going to be able to simultaneously play online. So we're going to be able to, in the past, you've had to kind of hit and wait your turn to hit off the tees. I assume you're going to be able to do it all together now.
Right, absolutely. So one of the things that we've kind of always, you know, prided ourselves in sort of the online game of Tiger is the fact that the way it's played, it's much more social than, you know, say a Madden or a Halo or something like that, where it's really just competitive. I mean, people play, a lot of online games just to beat somebody else. Golf, on the other hand, is really more social. You just kind of play to hang out with people that you like, and if you win, that's cool, you know. And if you don't, usually the guy who wins will give you some advice so you can do better next time. And so what we wanted to do was really kind of get more of that experience. And the idea behind simultaneous play is, you know, why wait? Why wait to watch somebody else take a shot? Especially when I'm playing with four people, that just means, you know, 75% of the time I'm kind of watching what other people are doing. And whereas it's cool that we're chatting and everything, our thought was like, well, how do we just keep everyone active all the time? So the idea is that everyone plays the shot, plays the hole at their own pace. And then when you're done with the hole, you then go into spectator mode, and you can then switch between any of your opponents that are playing at the same time, and you can view them. So you can control the camera, spin around, and all that kind of stuff, and just really kind of, you know, check out your competition while they're playing. But then as soon as everyone's done, we go on to the next hole. And, you know, the notion here is that you're now really playing, you're getting a whole round in a lot less time than you were before, which in turn lets you play more games, you know, which kind of lets the party go on more. So rather than, kind of hopping online and maybe playing one or two rounds a night, you can play four or five and kind of really, you know, bring that social experience to the next level, and keep all the competitiveness there too. You know, because it's actually pretty cool when, you know, when my ball's flying through the air and then I see someone else's ball go farther than mine,
yeah.
You know, and when I'm putting and I see their ball go in and know that they just got, you know, a birdie and I'm putting for birdie and, oh, crap, now I better make it, which is really neat, you know, and it really kind of enhances the social aspect of playing golf online.
Yeah, you talked about the fact that it's very social. It's competitive, but it's more social than competitive, because I know a lot of folks have emailed me. I know there's a lot of my listeners and a lot of fans of Xbox Live out there that use Tiger Woods or a golf game to really have, like, online meetings. I mean, they're actually using it to have virtual golf outings. A lot of people go out and golf and have meetings while they're golfing. A lot of people use it online for just that reason, in terms of both business meetings or even, like you say, social meetings, just to kind of catch up with friends around the country. That's got to be pretty exciting that you're enabling that. That's got to be exciting.
That is. I actually like the fact that they're using it for business meetings. It's a whole category we never thought of.
Yeah, it's
workforce gaming. Man, it's awesome.
The other thing that I'm excited about is the fact that you guys are actually supporting the Vision Camera this year, correct?
Yes, and we actually did it last year too.
Oh, okay.
We've got a feature called Photo Game Face, which allows you to use one or two photographs of yourself to, you know, build this sort of digital, you know, lifelike double. So now when you go into game face, you can either, you know, tweak all the components like, you know, nose, chin, ear, stuff like that independently, or you can take a photo, line up a couple of dots on the face, and then hit generate, and, you know, a couple of minutes later, out comes a, you know, 3D head based on what you look like. And you can do this either by using the camera or downloading a picture over the web using EA Sports World.
Right. So you can go to EA Sports World and do all that over there as well. Now, yep, I also want to talk about some of the, you know, you've got the demo up on Xbox Live. It's a free demo available for download. And in this demo, we're playing the first three holes of the Gary Player Country Club down in South Africa. Tell me about some of the new courses that we're going to see in 09.
So we have five new courses this year. We have Gary Player in South Africa, which you mentioned. We've got Shishan, which is in China. We've also got the Wentworth Country Club in England. And here in North America, we have the Bay Hill Country Club in Orlando, Florida, convenient for us, as well as Wolf Creek, which is out in Nevada. And, you know, Wolf Creek is one of these courses that we couldn't make one up that looked like that. Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of feedback kind of over the last 2 years about, hey, when are you guys going to bring back fantasy courses? So we've kind of taken our mission to be, we're going to go out and find real-life fantasy courses. I think Wolf Creek is kind of...
Well, tell me about Wolf Creek, because a lot of people may not be aware of that one. I'm familiar with it. I've never played it, but I've seen pictures of it. So why don't you describe it a little bit for me?
Well, just imagine if you went into the, you know, mountains and canyons of Nevada and just carved a golf course out of it. And you would have, you know, off the tee elevation drops of, you know, 130 feet. When the guys went out there to scan the course, you know, to put it in the game, they were afraid for their lives driving the golf cart around because, you know, one tire going off the road and they were tumbling down, you know, 80 feet into a ravine.
Yeah.
So, and when you look at it, you're like, that can't be real. But it is, and it's, you know, it's just an amazing place to play. And so, you know, we kind of wanted to go out and find real-life fantasy courses because there are lots of them out there. And, you know, Wolf Creek's sort of the first stab at that, and we'll be doing more of that in the years to come.
Michael, Tiger Woods sounds like a lot of fun this year with Tiger Woods PGA Tour 09. Now, before I let you go, I like to ask my guests, what's your gamer tag in case I run up against you out on the course?
I'll be looking forward to that. My gamer tag is Hypnotics space one, spelled Hypnotix space one.
Space one.
And I'm, you know, I welcome all challenges.
That sounds great. Michael, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about the new Tiger Woods PGA Tour 09 with some of the new features. And again, I urge people to download the free demo available on Xbox Live. And Michael, we'll talk to you soon.
Cool. Looking forward to it.
Tiger Woods 09 in stores this week. Demo available right now on Xbox Live Arcade. E, you need to play that.
I do. I do. But right now, I want to give some props to EAPR.
Okay.
Because they've completely earned it on this one.
All right.
So, earlier this week, Fan puts up a video on YouTube of something that happened to him playing Tiger Woods 09. And he's going, this is a glitch. Look at this game.
Was it 09
this
or 08?
Realistic. This is 09.
Okay.
This is the new one.
How did he get it yet? It's not out till Tuesday.
I don't know if this was done during the demo or if he got a copy early.
All right.
But real video of 09. And it was entitled The Jesus Shot. And he's basically making fun of EA for making a game that's not realistic. So EA came back with another video on YouTube responding to this one video. And if you want to see it, go to YouTube, search on Tiger Woods 09 Walk on Water, and they show a little clip of his video, the part that he's saying, this is not possible.
Right.
This is a glitch in the game. And then they show Tiger doing the exact same thing in real life.
Don't spoil it. Go watch it. Yeah. It is. We just watched it. It's absolutely worth it.
It's brilliant. Yeah. Congratulations, EA.
So that's a lot of fun. So we're going to play some golf because it's got four player golf.
Over live?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Didn't you listen to the interview?
No.
It's got four player live.
I was busy on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. Clearly you were. So we should play some of that.
Okay. I'm up for that.
I think we could have a little bit of fun there. All right, we're going to move along here. Time for Name the Game. Now, this is the Name the Game from last week, and I'm going to go ahead and play that right now because I have something very important to say after this. So here it is. Well, what the very important thing I'd like to say is that nobody got that one.
That blows me away.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the normal number of guesses, right?
Thousands. Thousands.
And nobody got it?
Nobody got it.
That, wow.
Okay, it's not Madden. People were thinking, as we were talking about Madden last week.
Right.
It's not the Beijing Olympics, because people, you know, thought I was being
timely. Everyone was going on the theme of, oh, they always talk about it.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. This is something completely out that we didn't even mention during the show. So, so if you think you know what that, I'm going to hear it. Let me play it again. If you think you know what that is, send me an email, major@xbox.com. Even if you enter before one of your Madden or your Beijing ones, I'll let you enter again. Going to delete them all out. All the wrong ones are gone. Send me an email, major@xbox.com, name the game, colon, and then your guess. And when was the last time that happened where someone did not get it?
I don't even remember. Yeah. I know it's happened before, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah, so come on, Internet. You can do it. I know you can. I have faith in you.
Okay. All right. I have less faith in the Internet.
Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe it's because I've been around it so long.
All right. So speaking of faith, I have faith that you have an Xbox 101.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
So we're going to play your intro music. By the time the intro music is over, you're going to have one.
That's right.
Now it's time for Xbox 101 with Major Nelson and E.
And yes, Major, I do have an Xbox 101 for this week. And actually, this one is thanks to a regular listener. And I would like to thank Steve. Yeah, gamertag STEV4DER. Thank you, sir. It's a good idea.
What is it, E?
The Xbox 101 for this week is deletion suggestions.
Ah.
If you're running out of space on your hard drive, you need to make some room.
Or your MU.
Yep. Maybe you've been downloading a lot of demos, you have a lot of save games, whatever, you need to clean up a little space. There's a really easy way to find out what are the items taking up the most space on your system.
How do you do that, E?
You go to the dashboard and go to the system blade. That's the one on the far right.
It's purple.
Yes. Go down to memory. And go into the device. In this case, it's Major Nelson's 120 gig hard drive. And then it's going to bring up the listing of games, games profiles, demos, etc. You'll see at the very bottom left of the screen, hit the X button for deletion suggestions. It then shows you everything on the hard drive, sorted by the largest thing first, which in this case is the Alice in Wonderland video.
Where did that come from?
3.3 gigabytes. I like your other choices better.
Right.
An episode of Heroes, 2.4 gigs. Halo,
Xbox Original.
Xbox Originals, 2.3 gigs.
Yep.
But regardless of what random things you may have on your hard drive, they're now sorted for you largest first. It makes it easy to find those demos, TV shows, movies, whatever, that are taking up space.
That's a good suggestion.
It really is. Thank you, sir.
Are you sure this is my hard drive? I don't think this isn't my hard drive.
This is
not my hard drive.
This is not your hard drive. It's titled Major Nelson 120 Gigger. Whose hard drive do you think that might be?
I don't know how Alice in Wonderland got on there. I don't know. It must be Trixie, because I don't remember buying that.
Yes, because Trixie's really the Alice in Wonderland type.
That's a funny one. Anyway, well, thank you for that, Xbox 101. What do you got for any gadgets this week you want to talk about?
Wait, we haven't done what we're playing.
Well, we did. We kind of did at the beginning.
Kind of did.
All right, so go ahead.
So we talked about arcade stuff.
Yes.
Other stuff. Let me pull up my list on Xbox.com.
I went through everything that I was playing, because it's been...
That's everything you're playing?
Yeah. There's a couple of games that haven't been released yet that I'm playing, but I can't talk about those.
Well, yeah, absolutely. So I have to confess, I went back to a game that I missed the first time it came on arcade.
Which was?
And started playing it, and I was like, wow, this game's really good. I don't
know what you're going
to
say.
And you and I have to play this. And for once, I'm the one who's trying to get us into a game, and you're the one who keeps not showing up. I started playing Schizoid.
Mm-hmm.
And Schizoid is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's designed to be a co-op game.
This one is the one that is a premium co-op experience.
Yes. There's AI in there. You can play single player. That's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's designed to be co-op. It's simple. It's a lot of fun. You and I have got to play this.
All right.
I don't know how I missed it the first time through.
Maybe you were trying to complete COD 4. Oh, never mind.
Oh.
No, I know. You're trying to
figure... I still have more gamer score than you, so shush.
No, you didn't do that one either.
Oh, my God. Oh, what? Excuse me? What's your gamer score? Yeah, less than mine.
I don't know.
So it's one thing to make fun of me for not completing games, but it would actually mean something if you had more gamer score than me.
So we should go back and play Schizoid.
We've got to play Schizoid.
Yeah, I went through the games that I was playing a little bit earlier before, I believe before the interview. So that was, I'm just looking forward to some Tiger Woods action this week and, you know, Castle Crashers.
Have you tried NFL head coach yet?
No, I haven't. It's hard, you said.
I don't know if hard it's is not the right giving word. Up, it's different.
It's not giving up gamer score easy.
Oh, it completely does not have cheap gamer score.
Right.
For people who don't know, NFL head coach, this comes out next month as a standalone. Right now, you only get it in the collector's edition of Madden 09.
Right.
And it's a game where you don't play. You're the head coach. You choose the plays, the formations.
So you go from the field to the front office, basically. You're now in the front office.
And you get to go through seasons and draft players and all that.
Right.
And it actually looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. I haven't had much time to play it. But if you're a football junkie, especially if you like fantasy football,
like you.
College football starts in a week. Anyways,
I don't know who my Orange Men are opening with. I'll have to go take a look.
It doesn't matter. They're going to lose. How many games did your team win last year?
Anyway, I thought. I don't know. Stop.
I also picked up 1942 Joint Strike.
Always fun.
Though I had not played that one. I played the previous one that came out. 1942 Joint Strike is a lot of fun, though.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing that. That's a good, like, just quick break. I need, you know, 10 minutes. I need to unwind.
Right.
Lots of shooting.
Right.
Things blowing up all over the place.
Can I tell you my Wii story?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I have a Wii here at the office, and I brought it home a little bit, and my wife and I was playing it, and she wanted to play some games on it. She likes Wii Sports.
Okay, sure.
So she was asking me last week, hey, can you bring the Wii home? I'm like, no, I got it at the office. You know, we use it at work. You know, because we look at what the PlayStation's doing or the Wii, you know, from a competitive standpoint.
Right.
So she's like, well, why don't you buy one? I'm like, well, all right, maybe we can do that. So I go out to a store. I don't want to give the store the name.
Okay.
They wear red shirts.
Yes, they're expendable.
And that's a Star Trek reference.
Okay.
And so I go out and they've got, you know, you go into the store and there's like glass cases with the Xbox 360s, the PS2s, the PS3s, the Nintendos, the Wiis.
All the video game stuff.
Right. And I go over and there's no Wiis. I'm like, oh, that's odd. Okay, whatever. So I go over to the desk. And I said, excuse me, the young guy standing. I said, do you mind punching into your computer and just checking some of the surrounding, it's part of a chain, some of the surrounding stores and see if they have any.
A chain that sells video games where they wear red shirts.
And I said, you know, do you have any Wiis? He says, could you check to see if any of your stores in the area have any Wiis? He says, oh, no, we have them here. I said, well, why aren't they in the case? He said, oh, we don't put them in the case, you know, in case anybody wants to buy them. So I was like,
what?
That's an odd response.
We don't put the merchandise out because people might buy them?
Yeah. I don't know what that's about.
Okay.
So if you go into your local store that people wear red shirts and you see an empty case, ask them if they have any, because I'm wondering if this is like something going on there.
Like the store from Chuck?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
No, it's not. So so I got that, and my wife likes playing Wii Sports. She likes the mini games. I got her WarioWare. She doesn't like WarioWare because it's too much. The games are too many. They're frenetic.
Oh, okay. She wants the slower pace. I could see that.
So we played a little bit of that, and this is assuming after she's done running me into massive debt in Fable 2 in the pub games.
Well, I brought a couple of games in for her to try out.
Okay.
So.
All right. So let's see what else. I'm looking forward to the new Trio.
The Trio Pro?
Yes.
I was looking at that, and, you know, I haven't liked previous Trios.
Yes.
Because they've just been a little too big. I haven't seen a Trio Pro in person, but it looks really interesting.
It does. So. Hopefully our phone guy will come through with that, and I can have one where am I going next? PAX is next. I got a couple of trips planned before Tokyo Game Show that I can't talk about yet.
Okay.
That when we get closer, we'll talk about that. So I don't think I have any other gadgets that I've picked up.
Does a beer fridge count as a gadget?
Go ahead. I'm sure the audience is interested in hearing about your beer fridge.
So my beer fridge broke.
And why don't you explain what a beer fridge is first? Because there's probably people around the world who aren't aware of that.
Entirely possible. So a beer fridge, wouldn't surprise me if this is a uniquely American tradition, but you throw a second fridge in the garage. And it's for stuff you don't need all the time. You don't put like milk or orange juice or eggs or anything in there. But you use it and you throw, you know, beer in there, sodas in there, whatever. Really handy if you like to have parties, a bunch of people over, because you've got some place to put, you know, all the beer everyone brings when they come over.
Right.
Mine broke a while back, so I've been without a beer fridge.
Right.
And it's been a problem because every time I have friends over, they bring cold beer and I have nowhere to keep it cold.
Right.
shopping on the internet last night, found myself a new beer fridge.
Good.
17.8 cubic feet.
Right.
No freezer, just a fridge. Delivered, including haul away of my old broken beer fridge, for just over $600. So I'm almost set for PAX now.
Nice work.
Except for the frenetic cleaning and rearranging that I have to do all weekend.
Yeah, you're going to have quite a party going on. If you're going PAX and you see E, ask him if you can go to his party.
Oh, my house is so overfull already. I'm not going to uninvite anyone, but it's practically to the point of, wow, I don't know where I'm going to put these
so
people.
So this would probably be a good point to talk about. I don't think we're going to be doing a show next week.
I don't know when we would unless... Yeah.
I may record something for a future show, but I don't believe I'm going to have a show up next week. In fact, I'm going to stay right here and say we're not going to do a show next week because we're going to be too involved with PAX.
Yeah, not only is the show Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but stuff is starting on Thursday. Right. I've got two or three things I'm doing on Thursday that are PAX related.
Yeah, it's going to be a little busy. So no show next week. Apologies in advance, which will clear the deck for the Labor Day weekend, which is a holiday here in bank holiday here in the U.S.
Yes, conveniently located the day after PAX so we can all recover.
Yeah. Yeah.
That works out well. They should do that every year.
You know what I'm doing this weekend? I can't really tell anybody.
You're helping me clean out my garage.
Absolutely not. There, you know, we announced at E3, we announced the game shows.
Oh, right. Yeah. Xbox Live Prime Time.
I'm going to be, this isn't for final, but we're doing some testing and I'm going to be hosting one of them internally.
Nice.
So I'll be doing that. So
you know what?
I'm going to get my Bob Barker going.
What is it? The jingle for Xbox Live Primetime? If there is one, I don't know what it's going to sound like.
Right.
But
even if there is one,
I want Chris Berman to record one.
Okay.
Xbox Live Primetime. That would be amazing.
You know, I have. There's a lot of guys that work in the sports industry, like Mike Tirico.
Yeah.
Mike Tirico, ESPN.
Absolutely.
I went to school with him.
That's because you're Syracuse.
Right. I mean, he was two or three. I think he was a couple grades ahead of me, and he was a good friend of one of my best friends. And so it's I don't know him personally. I think I'm sure I would know him if I saw him.
Well, let's contact the friend and have them contact Mike and have them. Talk
well, Mike, I think the guy, I know a lot of people at ESPN listen to the show because I used to work in that area.
Okay, then
in Bristol,
they'll certainly all get, and any football fan will get after years of listening to Chris on NFL Primetime on Sunday night on ESPN. He would be the guy to do the voice for Xbox Live Primetime.
So anyway, I'm going to be doing some internal testing of that. So I'm pretty excited about that.
That's cool.
So let's see what else I can tell you.
Can I win prizes?
No, you cannot have prizes. Because I know you're going to ask that. But here's what I do have.
Prizes.
You know what I have a short list of?
I do.
Because people have suffered through this entire show.
I don't have to read all those off, do I?
No, you do not.
Okay.
Because I'm going to handle it this way. So there's a new program out, or not a new program out, but there's a beta for Red Faction.
Oh, this is Red Faction 2, right?
Red Faction. So there's a beta running on Xbox Live right now, and I have a small number of codes.
A slew, I would say.
Well, it's not that many. But send me an email. Major@xbox.com, Red Faction beta in the subject line, and when I come in Monday morning... I'll pick the first, I think I have 25 or 30 here. I'll just shoot back a bunch of codes. I think the beta is through the 29th, so you got basically about a half a week to play.
Excellent.
I played it the other night.
Fun?
Yeah, it's just one of those things where you don't know what you're doing. I'm that guy who's running around not knowing what's going on.
Yes.
Because I haven't had a chance to really get up to speed on that one yet. So Red Faction beta codes, email me, major@xbox.com. If you're listening to this after, if you're listening to this show after, say, Tuesday, the 26th of August, do not bother emailing me because the codes are all gone.
So should we take bets on how many people will email you after the 26th?
Well, I'm just going to mark it as spam and you'll never be able to enter a contest again.
Oh, ouch.
Spam done. Bum, bum. So don't do it. I have nothing more to give away. So that's pretty much it. So we're going to wrap up the show now. Do you have anything you want to say before we get going here? Because we're going to have some fun at PAX. Look forward to seeing everyone at PAX.
That's all I was going to say is can't wait to see you at PAX.
We're going to see 402s coming up here. The guys from Harmonix are coming up here. Lithion, who runs MajorNelson.com, is going to be here. I mean, it's a cavalcade of gaming stars.
Well, I can't. There's nothing I can add to that. I've been... Yeah.
It's big. So if you're coming to PAX, we look forward to seeing you. Keep an eye on the blog this week at majornelson.com, and we'll tell you where the meet and eat is. Make sure if we're going to have it at Red Mill, which is what I'm gunning for, make sure you bring cash.
Yes.
And we're going to end it. I'm done.
And Red Mill, by the way, it's not walking distance. You're going to need to hop a cab, get a ride, something. It's not far, but it's not walking distance.
All right. Promotional consideration is provided by our good friends at Centricom.net, providing MajorNelson.com with a secured and assured hosting environment. Also, thanks to CashFly for their caching services. E, I'm going to let you say one more thing before I wrap it up, because the music is now swelling beneath us.
The music is swelling?
Yes.
Okay. Play fair. Send feedback. Or file a complaint.
There you go. That's pretty much it. We will talk to you in a couple of weeks. See you at PAX. Bye-bye.
Is this the after show now?
This is the after show. You know how I know it's the after show?
How?
Because we're after the show.
Except it's not really... We always do an after show.
Yes.
Therefore, it's not really after the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no show next week. PAX. I guess...
For people who've never been to PAX, they don't understand how big it is.
Is it sold out? I mean,
I don't think so. But it's three solid days of, I don't know, maybe this year 60,000 people, something like that, yeah. Of panels... Of booths, of vendors, concerts,
gaming,
movie shows, gaming. They're doing, I think, three different tournaments. There's Smash Brothers, Halo 3, and I think they're doing Soul Calibur 4.
I believe so. I don't remember.
It is
keynote by our good friend Ken Levine, friend of the show.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It is 72 hours of gamer nirvana.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a gamer. I mean, honestly, if you're not an industry person, if you're just a gamer...
This is fun.
This is the show to go to.
Agreed.
And we look forward to it all year. We've been planning stuff since PAX last year.
Have we?
I have.
I guess we have.
Yeah.
I'm tired, man. I'm out of gas. I got to get this show posted.
This week has been brutal.
It has been a brutal week where I'm excited. Again, if you're coming to PAX, look for my new Xbox Experience demos. They are limited time only, twice per day.
How long do you think it'll take someone to video that and put it on YouTube?
About 2.5 minutes.
Yeah. Especially now that you have, like, Trixie. Now, I don't think Trixie's going to put it on YouTube, but people like Trixie with these little flips running around mm-hmm. that record video in a YouTube-friendly format.
Mm-hmm.
So you just plug it in and done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That won't take long.
So that's... take a look for that, and then we'll... all right, we're done, E. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Are you going to join me again in a couple weeks in September? Will you join me for the fall kickoff of the Major Nelson Radio
series? As long as we record around my football schedule.
Right.
That's the critical thing, is right. I got games to go to, man.
Yeah, I know. All right, we'll talk to you later.